Praise the Lord. Dinomo tenda Jesu.
We thank the Lord Jesus.
Dinomo rumbidz.
We praise him.
Dinomo namat.
We worship him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Brother George Shanik, that was the message for tonight.
Brother George Shanik, matoparidza maridzo
emadekwana. You could have just gone on and on and on.
Dai mangoramba muchienda mberi.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm just going to fill up
ndangopedzisa
what my wonderful brother has just said.
Zvatangwa nehama yangu yakanaka.
Amen. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Ndokwazisai mose mustara Jesu Kristu.
I bring you greetings from the church in Pretoria.
Ndokuinzirai kwaso kubva kereke iri kuPretoria.
And they say we love you.
Vari kuti tinokudai.
We stand with you.
Tinomira nemi.
And as our brother George just said,
sezvataura nehama yedu
brother George. Let us hear more from God.
Regai tinzwe zvakawanda kubva kuna Mwari.
Than we hear from men.
Pane kunzwa kubva kumunhu.
And my beautiful wife over there.
Nemudzimai wangu akanaka ari apo.
We are married 44 years now.
Tane makore 44 tiri muchato.
Next month will be 45 years. Next month.
Mwedzi uri kutevera tinoita makore 45.
When I saw her 45 years ago.
Pandakavaona makore 45 apfuura.
I went blind.
Ndakabva ndaita
bo.
Handina mumwe mudzimai andakazomboona kubva ipapo.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is perhaps the message we should send to the polygamists.
Pamwe ndomharidzo yatinofanha kuendesa kune ava vanotenda barika.
If you saw your first wife the right way,
kana wakaona mudzimai wako wokutanga nenzira yakanaka,
you wouldn't see a second, a third, and a fourth, and a fifth.
Hauzomboona wechipiri, wechitatu, wechina, wechishanu.
When Christ saw us as the bride,
Kristu paakationa isu semwenga,
before the foundation of the world,
nyika ino isati yanenhewa,
he hasn't seen another bride.
Haasati aona mumwe mwenga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us, while we are standing, turn to the book of Genesis.
Timire hedu ngativhure bhuku ra Genesis.
I won't be long.
Handisi kuzorebesa.
I believe in the message of the hour.
Ini ndinotenda mumharidzo inongoparidzwa kwehour.
Genesis 3:17.
Genesis 3:17.
Very well known to you.
Igwaro rinozikanwa zvikuru kwamuri.
But I want to take a line for tonight to encourage the church.
Asi ndinongotoro ugwaro ipapo kukurudzira kereke.
Genesis 3:17. And unto Adam he said,
zvinoku munhu akati, service yekutanga.
And she paid with her life.
Akabva abhadhara nerufu.
Badhara nerufu. I can hear
she
that.
She paid with her life.
So listen.
Listen.
The second thing you must never do.
Chinhu chechipiri chausingafane kuita.
Especially you upstairs.
Zvikurusa imi muri kudenga.
Do not sleep during the service.
Haigona kurara muparidza achiparidza.
Because a young man called Eutychus.
Nekuti pane mumwe muchainzi Eutychus.
Was sitting where you were sitting.
Anga akagara kubhaukoni sezvamakaita.
Paul was preaching.
Paulo achiparidza.
And he fell and died.
Ndobva adona akafa.
But lucky for him.
Asi iye akaona rombo rakanaka.
The preacher behind the pulpit.
Mparidza ngari kuse
pepupi. The power of the resurrection.
Aivane simba rerumuko.
And he came back to life again.
Akamutswa kubva kwakafa zvakare.
But what if you fall asleep?
Zvino kana ukanga warara.
On a preacher that has no power of the resurrection.
Chimbofunga kuti warara pane mparidza asina simba rerumuko.
Well, that's the end of you, isn't it?
Ndokutofa kwako zvachose.
The third thing you must know, Jesus came down.
No service yakauya Jesu.
Jesus had to wait for him for the next Sunday.
Yes, Jesus akatomirira Sunday aitevera.
That is the grace of God.
Inyasha dzamwari.
What if Jesus didn't have another Sunday?
Kodai Jesus angasina imwe Sunday?
What if Jesus had to go somewhere another Sunday?
Kodai Jesus aida kuenda kume imwe Sunday yacho?
So do not miss a service.
Haikona kurova kuchechi.
You just don't know what God may tell you in that one service.
Haumbozivi kuti Mwari vachakuudzei mune service imwe chete iyoyo.
Corrective restoration.
Kudzoreredza kunogadzirisa.
In Genesis 1:1.
Muna Genesis 1:1.
God created the heavens and the earth.
Mwari vakasika matenga nenyika.
And then it fell.
Ndobva zvawa.
The heavens and the earth.
Matenga nenyika.
Were defiled.
Zvakasvibiswa.
I'm not talking about the heaven where God is.
Handisi kutaura denga uko kuna Mwari.
There was war in heaven.
Asi kwakava nehondo kudenga.
Amen.
Amen.
There was defilement.
Kwakava nekusvibiswa.
And then Satan was cast down to the earth.
Satan akakandirwa pano panyika.
And that beautiful earth was defiled.
Zvino nyika yakanaka yakabva yasvibiswa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
That is why in the book of Revelation.
Ndosaka mubhuku razvakazarwa.
He says, behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth.
Hanzi tarira ndinosika matenga matsva nenyika itsva.
Can you see he's correcting?
Murikuona vari kugadzirisa.
What happened in Genesis?
Zvakaitika kuna Genesis.
while he's restoring,
pavari kudzoreredza,
he is also correcting.
Vari kugadzirisa.
I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Hallelujah.
In
Genesis 2:15,
I want to add up to what our precious brother George said.
You see,
you must watch out for a name like George.
It's a
royal name.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Did you see how he spoke with authority?
It's
his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis 2:15, man was given work. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what a true pastor is. And that pastor that you are going to vote in by the heavenly God, his duty will have to be to dress this garden and to keep it in the Word. So man was given work before he was given a wife. I hope the youth is listening. God gave man work before he gave him a wife. Today we have a lot of young people that want a wife but they are not working. That is not God's way, brother. You work first. You learn responsibility. You learn to take care of something. You can't even take care of your dog and your cat at home. You can't even take care of your donkey at home. But now you want a wife. And you are not working. There's the scripture. First, he learned to work. He learned responsibility. And when God was pleased, then God put him into a deep sleep. So you see what I'm saying? Don't miss this. Work first. Responsibility first. Hallelujah. But of course the fall came. And God added thorns and sweating. Thorns and sweat were not in the original plan. They came after the fall. That's why in the new world there will not be thorns no more. Corrective restoration. We are going to another Eden where the curse will be removed. So allow me to say this. When God came every evening. In English, what do you think is called evening?
Evening.
Yeah, maneru has got eve in English. Evening.
Pana evening. Pana is eve.
Amen.
Amen.
It's because God came every evening to give them evening classes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why even in English, when you listen into a conversation that is not yours, it's called eavesdropping. Unfortunately, that's in English. It might not come out in Shona. It's like when Brother Benham says faith is F-A-I-T-H, five letters, it doesn't come out in any other language.
Brother Branham, faith, F-I-F-A-I-T-H.
Yeah.
Is it not K-U-T-E-N-T-A?
You see? So it makes it difficult in
Shona.
And you wonder why God sent a prophet in English. It's God's choice. Amen.
Amen.
Because God knows there is something in there. Well, I remember I was talking talking to a man in America.
Ndorangana nejana nemwe murume kuAmerica.
A preacher.
Muparidzi.
And we were debating about which English is the correct English.
Tanga tiri kutaura pamusoro pekuti chirungu chakanaka ndechipi.
And I was trying to say our chirungu, which is the English chirungu, is the real chirungu.
Ndaida akaudza kuti our English chirungu chedu ichi ndo chirungu chaicho chaicho.
And this brother from America says, no, our English is the correct English.
Asi uyo kuAmerica aiti aiwa chirungu chekuAmerica ndo chirungu chakanaka.
And we were going back and forth, back and forth.
Tanga tiri kutakagaka pakadiki papo tichitaura.
But there's something this minister said that I've never forgotten.
Pane chinhu chakazotaurwa nemushumiri chandisina kuzokanganwa.
He says, you may speak the Queen's English.
Atinogona kushora mutauro wamambo wekuEngland.
He says, but Brother Branham spoke the King's English.
Asi Brother Branham aitaura chirungu chamambo. Amen.
I have never forgotten. I repented that day. I said, yes, Lord. The prophet spoke the king's
English.
So we have no right to correct him. When in the message
Shalom,
the prophet said symphony, symphony, symphony.
Symphony, symphony, symphony.
And later he said sympathy, sympathy.
Sympathy, sympathy, sympathy.
Many people wanted to get up and correct the prophet. One day I'm reading through this lexicon, this dictionary of music, and then I come across the word sympathy. And it says musical vibrations. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
When the music of the symphony gets to be so high that only the ones who are trained in music can follow, it is called a sympathy. Then I realized you cannot correct a prophet who spoke the king's English. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready tonight? Can these bones live? Can you nurse tonight? Can you nurse? Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God made man and rested. But since he made woman, he has not rested. Nothing against you, sisters. No. You are redeemed woman. We are talking about women out there in the world. But there it is in Genesis. He made man and rested. But after he made woman, there has been no rest. So where is the rest going to be? Under corrective restoration. There's a millennium coming. Can you see? So whatever you find in Genesis that went wrong, by the time you come to Revelation, God restores it and corrects it. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
When the Bible says, and death came in, then he formed Eve. By the time Adam opened his eyes, Eve's eyes were all open all the time. Aha, brothers.
Do you know? Did you check it?
Never miss that.
I gonna go port size.
Adam was put to a deep sleep.
Adam, I got to hope.
And God made a wife for him. Don't read that she went into a deep sleep. Her eyes were open. So when Adam opened his eyes, her eyes were already open. That's why Brother Branham says we must marry in the Holy Ghost. Because if you marry outside the Holy Ghost,
our
eyes are already open. His eyes are already open. Notice, before the fall, she was called woman. After the fall, she was given a name. Look at the church. Before Nicaea, Rome, they were called Christians. After the fall in Nicaea, they began with denominational names. That's why God says, thou hast a name that thou livest, but thou art dead. It's amazing.
Zvinoshamisa.
But that's why in the new world, under the restoration, she's called the Lamb's wife.
Anonzi mudzimai
wegwayana.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She's not called Methodist. She's not called Baptist. She's called his wife has made herself ready.
Anonzi mudzimai wacho azvigadzirira.
God is correcting what happened in Genesis.
Mwari varikugadzirisa zvakaitika kuna Genesis.
And he stores it in the book of Revelation.
Vozidzoreredza mubhuku rezvakasakara.
Corrective restoration. So sin broke eternity into time. Redemption breaks time back to eternity. When Satan fell out of heaven, he came down to defile God's
Eden.
Now, Satan will be cast into the lake of fire, and God will take us back to his original
Eden.
It's beautiful. Sin enters in Genesis, and sin is ejected, rejected.
At
the end, you see, Genesis 3, we see a fallen Eden.
Genesis 3,
after, of course, sin comes in. In Revelation 20, we see a restored Eden.
Muna Genesis 20, tukona Eden ya zorerezwa.
God was so angry in Genesis for sin that God left Eden with his cherubims. But we are promised a millennium. God will dwell with us on the earth. The same God who dwelt with Eve and Adam every evening. Now in the evening time,
he
is preparing us back for God's Eden. The angels were created and they fell. And then you read the book of Revelation, those angels will be desecrated.
English.
They are created, but over here they are desecrated. They will be thrown into a lake of fire. The prophet of God says, when that Eden fell, the first judgment was on earth. Amen.
Amen.
At the end of a fallen Eden,
he says,
therefore, this other judgment that's coming will also be on the earth at the end of our millennium. It was at the end of that Eden that man and the beast and the woman were judged. The prophet says the same thing repeats at the end of 1,000 years. There will be a judgment, not in heaven, on earth, where the sins were committed, in the bodies in which the sins were committed. That's why he must resurrect them and judge them in the bodies they sinned. It's beautiful. It's like a scale. And God is a master bookkeeper. Let me prove it to you. When Dathan and Korah rebelled against Moses, the Bible says the earth opened up and 3,000 souls were swallowed by the earth. So if you're a bookkeeper like God, he sees that from his book there's a loss of 3,000 souls. But look at the day of Pentecost. When Peter preached under the Holy Ghost, the Bible says 3,000 souls were added. Amen.
Amen.
And it says were added. Because back there they were lost out of the book. Now God must replace. 3,000 souls were added. God is a bookkeeper. In Genesis, death comes in. In Revelation it says there will be no more death. In Genesis, the curse came in.
muna Genesis ndopakauya kutukwa.
In Revelation says there will be no more curse.
Una zvakazarwa hanzi hakusina kutukwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
In Genesis sweat, tears and pain came in.
Muna Genesis dikitira kurwadzawa neminzwa zvakauya.
In Revelation 21 verse 4.
Revelation 21 verse
4.
Let's
read it together as my brother puts it up there.
Ngativerengei pamwe chete
hama yangu bai. Watch what it says, Revelation 21 verse 4.
Verengai.
And God shall wipe away all tears. And there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. Why? For the former things are passed away. To the Chesa family. May you be comforted with that verse. Now we weep for a while. But it won't be forever. God has promised a corrective restoration. In Genesis, God creates the waters and the seas. Especially the seas. In Revelation 21, it says there will be no more sea. It's amazing. You say, what went wrong with the sea? Well, somebody asked me a very interesting question. He said, Brother George, so what's going to happen to the whales? God made them in Genesis. So if he does away with the sea, what's going to happen to them? I said, they will be there. Oh, they scratched their head and said, you mean those big hammer whales? Where are they going to live if there's no more sea? I said, God didn't say there won't be dams and lakes and rivers. He didn't say so. He just said there'll be no more sea. So you, but then you argue and you say, but a whale is bigger than a dam. But you forget what your pastor preached here. He said there's a law for everything. Your pastor spoke from this pulpit. He says the fish has a law to live by. Do you know why the whales grow that big? Because they have that big of bodies of water. If you take it and put it in a lake, it'll grow according to size.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So God is not doing away with the whales. He's just doing away with the sea. But those animals will grow according to where he puts them. Hallelujah. That's why the prophet says, God didn't make a mistake to bring you to this church. He knew according to the size you must grow spiritually. You need to be in these bodies of water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He didn't put you in Pretoria where I am the pastor. He put you here. Because he knows that here there's enough bodies of water for you to grow to the size that God wants you. Amen.
Amen.
Eastly Tabernacle. The Spirit cried out and said, stay together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the wisdom of God. Now, but there is another sea that God is not going to do away with.
Huh?
Mfundisi Mate.
Hey, Pastor Martin.
What are you saying now? Hey, Motu gives no. What are you saying? Yes, there is a sea. It's a sea called the Sea of God's Forgetfulness. Ah, that one does not change. You confess whatever. That's what I love about that sea. It is as eternal as God is eternal. So the confessions we make can never fill up that sea. Because people say, well, I've stopped confessing. Because with all the Christians confessing their sins into God's sea of forgetfulness, maybe it's full by now. And when I confess, my sins will be on top floating. No, there's no depth to this one. Keep confessing. It's an eternal sea. And you know, after you confess your sins into that sea of God's mind, He puts a sign there. No fishing. So nobody can come and fish out your past. You cannot fish out the sister and the brother's past. That is one sea that's eternal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Watch now. Watch now. And then the Bible says in the new world, there'll be a river of life. Because these rivers we have today, man has polluted them. Industrial chemicals. I don't know what else they're dumping into the rivers.
Amen.
So God says, I will have a river of life for you.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis,
Genesis,
God ordained day and night. God ordained the stars and the moon. And there's a lot that happens in the dark these days. That's why the Bible says there'll be no night there. I think you are reading me what I'm saying. Yeah, there's a lot of things happening in the dark. And it's because time came in. We started counting day and night. But God says there'll be no night there. The city has no need of the moon nor the stars. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's corrective restoration. Oh, I love this. And the serpent lied in the Garden of Eden. Give me Revelation 21:27. You'll see God's wisdom.
Revelation 21:27.
Told a lie. And in Revelation 21:27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, because Eve said the serpent defiled me. Neither whatsoever works abomination nor maketh a lie.
Mukati maru amungatongo pindi chinu chinosibisa kana chino nyangadza kana chine nema.
Do you know the serpent is not going to be there? Munoziva here kuti chikara chinenge chisiko. Do you know that?
Munoziva sei.
Oh, maybe you just didn't read the prophet. Can I give you a quotation? In 1959 or 424 message.
Mumaridzo ya 24 April 1959.
Faith of Abraham.
Inonzi kutenda kwa Abrahama.
Paragraph 55.
Paragraph 55.
The prophet says the serpent will not be in that garden.
Muprofita anoti chikara chinenge chisiko kubindu idzai.
So there is one species that God made.
Saka pane imwe mhando yemhuka yakasikwa
namwari. And when it was punished,
zvino payakarangwa,
it will not come back.
Haichazodzoka.
This is amazing.
Zvino shamisa.
Why?
See,
because he allowed his body to be used as an instrument to bring defilement. And God revealed it to his prophet.
Of
all the species, that guy won't be there. I'm so happy he won't be there. Some of you are looking very sad. You ought to rejoice. When I was in the Philippines, Brother George, my dear brothers, I met a brother there. He says he's a chef. He cooks for the
hotel.
I didn't know at first when we were talking. He said, Brother George, do you eat just about anything? I said, yes, God has blessed me with a missionary stomach. I can eat mopani worms.
You know,
yeah, what do you call them?
Madora.
Yeah, Madora. Yeah, Dinoto. I can eat those things. I said, I have no problems. He says, but I have a challenge for you. That's when he said, I'm a chef. He says, here we eat python. I said, what?
Now,
brother, Brother Branham reveals in Marriage and Divorce that when that man was cursed in Eden, he became one of these large snakes. The smaller ones were in the original creation. Don't get that confused. The mambas were created. Green mambas, you name them. They were boomslang. They were created. It's this man who became a reptile. Amen.
Amen.
So he won't be there. So that you can understand why it says in the millennium, we will play with the snakes, these others. We'll play with them because they won't have the poison. The poison came in because of the fall. Because they must protect themselves. But corrective restoration in the new world, the mamba won't have the poison. Corrective restoration. But the serpent, he won't be there. So the brother says, I make steaks out of pythons. I said, what? He says, we eat them here as a specialty. He says, I challenge you next time you come back to the Philippines. Will you eat it? I says, brother, I've eaten anything. I've never eaten the serpent. So he asked me a question. He says, so will you eat it? I says, I have another problem. My Bible says I must pray for my food before I eat it. I said, so how can I bless what God has cursed?
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God forms man in Eden. God forms man. And the devil deforms man. But in the new world, God will restore us to our glorified bodies. The serpent was loose in the garden. The serpent will be bound when we are in our garden. Do you see corrective restoration? The only thing with the serpent.
Amen.
The only thing with the serpent.
Since
he won't be there. For him it is corrective annihilation. He'll be annihilated. He won't be there. Well, you know, Brother George and the ministers will tell you, when you preach around places, you come across a lot of people. And some of them have the most fantastic questions. And they can ask you the most fantastic things. One of them said to me, do you believe that this was a man that spoke to Eve? I says, I believe it was. I said, do you believe scripture is inspired? He said, I do. Give us Genesis 3 verse 1, my brother. Genesis 3 verse 1. Technician.
Genesis 3 verse 1.
I said, do you believe the scripture? He says, yes. I says, let's read. When it says, now the serpent, you go to the Hebrew. The Hebrew, it doesn't have snake there. Because serpent is what he became by punishment. But here in verse 1 he was not yet punished. So the translators in English took what he became and they introduced him like that. They said serpent. But when you read, it says, in Hebrew, now the Nahash. Meaning upright, very handsome man. And the prophet saw him. He says he was more handsome than
Adam.
So let's read now. Now the Nahash was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And watch the English. And he said, and he said, and he said, that is, he's telling you it was a man. Not it said. So the translators, they got themselves mixed up. They said serpent, and they said he. So right there is hidden. Then he was a man before he became a reptile. And they have proved it before we close.
It.
Why the woman fell for this man. That's why he said, and he said, he was talking. And he said, and he said, they proved not uselessness, not uselessness. The women of the world, they can fall in love with a man even before they see him. Just the voice of the man. In South Africa, they chose 5 very throaty broadcasters, men with voices, and they let them speak. And at the end of 1 week, they asked the women to vote. They have not seen the men. How many of you fell in love with that man? And so many women said, voice number one or voice number two. They had not even seen them. Imagine if she had no chance. The man had the looks plus he had the voice. Is that what happens in Genesis? Look at corrective restoration. But in the days of the there you go. God knows that the woman fell for the voice. Mwari vanozvati mudzimai akanyengerwa nezwi. Now we are falling for the voice.
Yes, you know, tirikudaira kuizwi.
We loved Brother Branham before we even saw a single picture of him.
Takatoda Brother Branham tisatatomboona mufananidzo wavo.
In the 80s, when we came in the 70s, they had no pictures of Brother Branham.
Kuma 70s, kuma 80s, vatakatendeuka tanzina mapicha.
We were just listening to tapes, real to real tapes.
Nema real to real tape.
And the real Eve.
If you wait your
the real bride, we fell in love with the voice of a man we had not even seen. Corrective revelation and restoration. Today we see him, but we fell in love with the voice. Many of you, before we saw the cloud picture, to see how Christ looks like, we loved him before we saw him. We are typing Rebecca. She fell in love with a man she hadn't seen by the description of the messenger.
Hallelujah!
That's why George Martin will never follow that great preacher or that great preacher. Once we followed a great preacher under the pastor we were under. But once our eyes open, we realize that the prophet says, my tapes will live long after I am gone.
Staying
with those tapes. It's a rapturing faith. Lays in those tapes. It comes back to loving the voice.
Yes.
Oh my. In Genesis, when man was chased out of the garden, the sword was in the hand of cherubims. But in our day, Revelation 10:7, the sword came in the hand of a man. What a great hour, brother! I wish I was as excited as that brother there.
Hey, man.
In Genesis,
Genesis,
the sword was in the hand of cherubims. What hour do we live in? That the sword came in the hand of a man. I cannot exchange this man with another man. No matter how eloquent he is, no matter how rapid he is, Paul says, I didn't come to you with the excellence of speech. He says, I preach to you Christ and Him crucified. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I'm leaving out a few things here. But watch this. The word Satan starts with an S, right? Write on your pad S. Eve starts with an E.
Eve anotanga na E.
And the two of them crossed.
Zino vavirava vakashaisha.
Sure. Satan starts with an S, right?
Satan in the S, nyora.
Eve starts with an E.
Eva inotanga na E.
And the two of them crossed in the garden.
Vavirava vakapesana nekuda kwaMwari mubindu raiden.
You got it.
Mazvibata ka?
The youth must pray all night to get it.
So
we won't tell them what that means. But in the message 1960, condemnation by representation, paragraph 174, the prophet says, but when that Satan came to him, Christ, he says he couldn't cross him up. That's why Jesus didn't have a physical wife. You can't cross him up. He says, but he crossed up the devil. He crossed up the devil. Christ crossed up the devil on the cross of Calvary.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was a cross for the cross. The one is a cross in the natural. But then on Calvary, he crossed up the devil. To redeem us from that first. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's why they sing the song of a lamb. Is that right? That we sing the song of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. In the garden they ate and they died. In Revelation 22 it says, if you eat of the tree of life, you live forever.
In Revelation 22,
we are closing in a while. Amen.
Amen.
It's almost within 30 minutes.
Minutes 30.
Is that right? But please give me Proverbs 30:20. I want you to understand what kind of eating it was in the garden. Let me see. 30. My brother, 30. 30:20. There you go. Watch this. Such is the way. Watch the word adulterous woman, meaning she's committing adultery. Eve did something like that. Adulterous woman. She eats. Now you know what that is. And she wipes her mouth and says, I've done no evil. You know, Shona is opening up to you. No, pukuta mlomo. I can hear that. Pukuta. I've done nothing wrong, she says.
Now,
what kind of this eating was? Because 9 months later, if she had eaten apples, why did she give birth to twins 9 months later?
See,
that proves to you what eating it was.
Amen.
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 Give me Isaiah 57:3. We are closing in a while.
Isaiah 53:7. 57:3. Isaiah 57:3.
Aha. God invites a certain group of people. He's not inviting them to salvation. He's inviting them to judgment. He says, draw near here, come here, you sons of the sorceress. That's a woman. Sons of the sorceress. And the seed of the adulterer. That is powerful. We use that word too. We use the same word, chifebe. Yeah, you see, I told you we are brothers. Brother George and I may be coming all the way from the south.
Brother George,
but we speak the same language. You say chifebe, we say chifebe. We say sorceress, you say...
Is it not Moroi?
Moroi. We just put an L, we say Muloi.
It's not going to say L, it's Muloi.
Same thing. So one day when God gives us grace, we'd like to share with you what language they spoke before Babylon. And how that from the three sons of Noah, 70 nations followed, 70, 7-0. So then there were 70 languages. But today, there's over 6,000 languages. But once God turns the key, there are certain words that run into all some of these languages. I was preaching in Congo, and I was saying, serpent!
Serpent,
chikara. But the translators kept there saying, nyoka.
Asi vaiti nyoka.
I said, that's Zulu, that's Ndebele.
Ndebele,
we also say nyoka.
Vanoti nyoka.
And look how far DRC is from Natal.
DRC say in South Africa.
Zululand.
Ne, Zululand.
Certain words.
Panema mashoko.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother George here is going to say amen.
Brother George, vachati amen.
I'm going to count in our language Afrikaans.
Ndichaverenga mu Afrikaans yedu.
Ian.
Ian.
Three.
Three. Three.
Can
three.
You see? Three.
Three.
Three. Three.
Three.
So let it run in from English into Dutch. Then we say fear, fear.
What is fear?
German fear, fear.
Fear. German.
Then we say faith, faith.
Faith.
Five.
Kuruazishan.
Then we say in Dutch.
You know which Dutch?
Ses.
Ses.
Ses. For six.
For six. Standard.
In Hebrew. Shesh.
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 Ses.
Ses.
Look how far Israel is.
I say which Israel.
And look how far we are in South Africa. We are saying Shesh.
To South Africa.
We are saying Ses.
Ses.
We are related.
Tine ukama.
We are related.
Tine ukama.
Amen.
Tirive ukama.
That's why
Dosaka.
The message of the hour. No matter what language you speak, you don't hear it with this ear. You hear it with our hearts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All over the world, we are hearing the message with our heart. It's a language understood by revelation. So in
Isaiah,
God is proving what happened in the garden. He says there was an adulterer, that's a man.
And there
was a sorceress, that's a woman, adulteress. And God says they have a seed. He says, now you, seed of the serpent, come here. I want to speak to you. That's why Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. See? So in Genesis, the tree was removed. In Revelation, the tree is in the midst of the paradise of God. Can you see that? It's a corrective restoration. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
So you can see there's a comparison over here and over there. Over here, this happens. Over there, God reverses it.
zvakaitika kuna Genesis kuna zvakazarwa mari vanogadzirisa.
Do you know that one of the best gears, you know when you drive a car, not automatic, manual.
Munozvakana kuti drive a motikari yemanual.
Manual, yeah. You have first, second, third, fourth. Some cars have got fifth. The most modern ones have six.
Dzemazuva ano dzine six.
Six is a number of men.
Six number yemunhu.
They've never made a vehicle with seven.
Havasati vagadzira motikari ine magear seven.
Because seven is your gear.
Nekuti seven ndo gear rako iwewe.
This seventh gear is the message of the hour. That's what's going to take us out of natural into supernatural.
Out of
mortal into immortality.
Amen.
Amen. So God's best gear is the seventh. But God also does have a reverse gear. That's what he's doing now. He's reversing all the damages of Eden. All the damages of Genesis.
He's
reversing them in Revelation. And have you noticed when God says, remember ye, behold, I send you Elijah.
Right?
Do you see that he's first taking you into reverse?
He
says, remember ye. But behold, I'll send you Elijah. He first reverses. Then he says, let's move forward. Why does the Bible say, I know you know these things, but I'm just reminding you? So now and then it's good to take a reverse. You know them, but I'm reminding you. I cannot remind you on something you've never heard. So I'm taking you back to what you've heard before. Remember ye this. Remember ye this. God always uses the word remember. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
So man was denied the tree after sin. Now, Brother Branham says, seven messengers of the church ages are pushing us back to this tree. Paul!
Paulo.
Irenaeus.
Irenaeus.
Martin.
Martin.
I hope I'm related.
Ndotenda ndine hukama naye.
Columba.
Columba.
Luther.
Luther.
Wesley.
Wesley.
See, William Branham.
Brother
they
Branham.
Are rushing, pushing us back to that tree that we were denied in the garden. Oh, what a message of the hour. Back in
Genesis,
God's last day was interrupted while God was resting. Sin interrupted. That's why the next 1,000 years, millennium,
the
devil will be bound. Why do you think he binds him? It's corrective restoration. When he was loose, he disturbed that seventh day. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years. Now God must correct it. He says, when I'm resting with my bride this time, you will be in chains. Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord.
Amen.
So, as I close, I want to encourage the Chesa family and the church here. According to this corrective restoration, God said, you are made you out of the dust. He's talking to the man Adam, the dust Adam.
The one
he formed. He says, dust thou art, and to dust you will return. Now God has got to restore that. That's why in the new world, in the millennium, it won't be bodies of this dust. It's a corrective restoration. He said, this one, you were made of dust, you go back to dust. But in the millennium, Brother Man says it'll be a glorified
birth.
Not born of a mother and father. Is that right? Oh my. In Genesis, Satan started mixing.
Satan akatanga kusanganisa zvinhu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
Do you agree that Satan started mixing?
Munovirana nazvo here kuti sangana
akaita masanganisa. The sons of God saw the daughters of men.
Hanzi vanakomana vamwari vakaona vakunda vevanhu.
Look what God is doing in Revelation.
Taisai munhu zvikuti vanhu mari kuda
zvakazaro. They are sorting out.
Mari dzengo vaine ruku gadzirisa zvinhu.
God is sorting out.
Mari vari kugadzirisa.
It's not just a mix.
Hakusi kungosanganisa.
Oh no, though every church has got three kinds of believers.
Kunyange kereke yega ine mhando nhatu dzevatendi.
We know that the other two types are not going to go into the rapture.
Tinozati mudzime mhando mbiri dzati kupinda mukubvutwa.
Only true believers are going into the rapture.
Vatendi vechokwari ndovachabvutwa.
So God is busy sorting out.
Mwari vari mubasa rekugadzirisa zvinhu.
Not mixing up.
Kwete kusanganisa.
Oh, let me encourage the family. Amen. So the body that our brother will resurrect in.
Mutumbi uchamuka hama yedu mfundisi wedu akatungamira.
He is not going to resurrect in the same body we put away 30 days ago.
Havasi kuzomuka vari mutumbi wataka vaviga mwedzi wapfuura.
No, not that.
Kwete.
Do you know that tomorrow will be exactly 30 days?
Munozati kusvika mangwana anenge mazuva 30.
Oh yes. But he won't come up in the natural body.
Asi havasi kuzomuka nemutumbi wavo
wakafanawo. Not in the dust body.
Kwete mumutumbi wevhu.
He's coming up in the glorified.
Vari kubuda nemutumbi wakabwinyisa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we close with this.
Tirikupedza neizvi.
God says as we open the scriptures.
Mwari vakati tichizarura magwaro.
He says because you listened to your wife.
Hanzi nekuda kwekuti wateerera mukadzi wako.
So God has got to bring a corrective restoration.
Mwari vanofanira kuunza kudzoreredzwa kunogadzirisa.
To the days of Abraham.
Patinosvika pamazuva aAbrahama.
God is beginning the correction, brothers.
Mwari vakanga vatotanga kutogadzirisa.
I'm talking to married brothers now.
Ndikutaura nehama dzakaroora
izvi. There is a perception in the message.
Nekuti pane kamwe kaonero kari mumharidzo.
I don't listen to a woman, yeah?
Handiteereri mudzimai.
What Bible are you reading?
Uri vanenge Bible ripi yo?
I know you've read Genesis.
Ndozvati vakaverenga Genesis.
And you are stuck there.
Wakabatirira pazvinhu.
And you feel justified.
Uye unotoona pembedzo.
Adam listened to Eve. Look what happened.
Adam akatarira Eve. Tasa zvakaitika.
But read on. There's a time when God says to Abraham.
Pane nguva mwari vakataura Abraham.
Now you listen to Sarah just this time.
Taurera, chiteerera kuna Sarah
panguva. Is that right?
Ndizve.
When they had to put out Ishmael.
Pavaifana kudzinga Ishmael.
Abraham didn't want.
Abraham anga asingade.
God had to come around and correct him.
Mwari vakatoburuka kuzomugadzirisa.
They say this time Sarah is right.
Panguva ino I Sarah ari kutaura chokwadi.
So I know what another brother told me.
Ndo sazva ndakaudzona imi hama.
Also brother George you are saying.
Saka imi brother George muri kuti here?
That if I'm married to her maybe for so many years.
Kuti kana ndakaroora mudzimai wangu makore akawanda.
At least I must allow her to be right once.
Ndo samuri kuti ndokomutendera kuti angoitawo zvakanaka kamwe chete.
As it is up to you.
Ndikati hazviri kwamuri.
But at least allow her to be right.
Asi ngomutenderawo kuti ambotaurawo zvakanaka.
Well there was this sister. She heard me preach about at least Abraham had to listen to Sarah.
Akandinzwa ndichiparidza ndichiti panguva iyo Abraham akatoteerawo mudzimai wake.
That was a scripture for the next 3 months.
Rakava gwaro kumagomedzi mitatu yakateera.
She was reminding the husband.
Mwedzi mitatu yakateera aingorangaridza murume.
You have to listen to me.
Munofanira kutoteerera ini.
So a problem ensued, they started in
Saka pakatotanga dambudziko muchato wavo.
The deacons were called in.
Madikona akadaidzwa.
We said, sister,
tikatima hanzvadzi.
There's no scripture that says how long he must listen to you.
Hapana gwaro rinotaura kuti hanzi nguva yakareba, vanofanira kuteerera nguva yakareba sei.
But we do have a scripture that he should listen.
Asi tine gwaro rekuti vanofanira kumboteerera.
Somewhere in the marriage.
Muchato menyu memu.
Then she quickly said,
Ndobva vakurumidza kupindura vachiti,
I'm not trying to rule over him.
Handisi kuedza kuda kutonga murume wangu.
I just want him to do what I say.
Ndinangoti aite zvandiri kutaura.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's close this with.
Ngatipedze neizvi.
We've been speaking now exactly 50 minutes.
Tanga tiri kutaura kuma minutes 50.
And we are done.
Tapedza.
Jesus said to the disciples,
Yesu akati kuvadzidzi,
couldn't you wait just 1 hour with me?
Mungango matadza here kumira 1 hour neni?
And you have waited 1 hour.
Mamirira 1 hour.
The Lord bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Yes, and God bless you, my brother.